I'm a still God in the night. Yes, certainly the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. So good to have you with us tonight. We appreciate you coming out on a wonderful weekend. We're going to the book of 1 Corinthians tonight, and I'm just going to read some scripture, and then I'm going to call for a prayer. I believe that the day and hour is needful for us to pray. I believe it's time that we bind together as a church and as part of God's family. Amen, and pray one for another, but not only pray one for another, but pray for the many situations that are happening in the world today. Amen. You can stand if you want. I'm going to read quite lengthy. In fact, I'm going to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'm going to be beginning in verse number 12, and I'm going to read down in its entirety to verse number 31. This is what the Lord has laid upon my heart tonight. It's some good teaching. It's some good words and good instruction. And then I'll tell you after I finish reading. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse number 12. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not of the hand, or I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God hath set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again to the head, to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism or division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, God, for the instruction of the Word. We're so thankful for your Spirit, God, that we feel here tonight. And God, I pray, Lord, that you would just lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, in the way that you would have us to go. Help us to be obedient to your Word. Help us to be submissive to your will. Fathers, we gather here tonight, God, and pray one for another. I pray that you would strengthen the body. I pray, God, that you would touch and anoint the body here tonight, God, that we may be about your business. God, that we may do that you have laid upon our hearts. God, that we may step up as a church, God, and obey, Lord, the gifts that you've placed upon each and every one here tonight. And Father, I pray that we would be in one mind and one accord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. I read that purposely because tonight I just feel a strong, strong need for the body to unify. Now, I know we had a lot of folks here this morning, and that was great and that was wonderful. But I believe tonight that those that are here, I think that we need to bind together. I think that we really need to join together and pray one for another. There's many needs in this small congregation. There's a lot of sickness. There's a lot of affliction. There's a lot of people who need the Lord. So I pray tonight that we would be focused on the will of God, not individual needs or just what we want or what I want. I want what the Lord wants in this church. Amen. And I want to be led by the Spirit. I want us to come in and not go through a form of church. I want us to come in, amen, and be submissive to the Holy Ghost and submissive to the move of God. Because I really believe with all of my heart that God is speaking to people. I believe that He's moving in people's lives. We have seen that evidenced, amen, in the last few weeks. We've seen God come on the scene, make ways, open up doors, bless people financially, bless people with His Spirit. And I believe we're only scratching the surface of what God wants us to do. But if we as a church would bind together, if we would as a church, amen, would be in one mind and one accord, we could come in, amen, and God could bless through us. And then take that out into the world. Take that out to where we work. Take that out to our neighborhoods, to our families, amen, and join together in one mind and one accord. So I'm going to ask those of you that will, let's gather around the altar tonight. Let's just stand before God and ask the Lord to bless. Amen. We might join hands just to pray for unity. You know, Paul talks about no schisms in the church, no division. Amen. We need to lay aside every little weight. We need to lay aside every little innuendo or little falsehood or little things that come up and not have bitterness in the church, not have disagreements in the church. Amen. You know, this is a place for the body of Christ to be united. And I believe that God really, really, really wants to work in this church. I believe He really, really wants to work in people's lives here. And we need to do that to what the Lord has laid upon us. So we can't just look to one or two, amen, to conduct the service. We can't just look to one or two, amen, to be submissive unto the Lord. But I will assure you, and I believe we have that the Bible to back that up, if we all come in one mind and one accord, and we lay aside everything else, then God will get the honor and the glory. So if you would, let's just gather here tonight and pray. If you have a special request, bring it before the altar tonight, and let's pray one for another. And let's just join hands, if we can, in a show of unity. And pray that God would have His will. Amen. Let's just form a complete circle if we could. If just y'all want to come on up here. Praise God. We know, and have been talking lately about the power of prayer, how prayer works and how God moves. And after we pray this prayer, if you have a special need, if you want to bring it to the Lord and come up, we'll have the elders pray for that particular need tonight. But thank you. This is 100% people coming forward. And I believe God get honor and glory out of this tonight.
Glory.
Amen. Let's just all pray as we go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, God,
we come to you tonight.
God, we give you honor. We give you praise.
Every need tonight in this church.
Father, we pray for the body of your Lord,
for your children.
God, we pray for
every need tonight.
According to your riches and glory tonight.
God, we pray for tonight. God, we pray, God, that you will lift the church up tonight. We are the church tonight. Of this building, Lord, that we are the people, God, is going together in the Spirit and in the power of God. God, help us, Lord, to lift up each other tonight, God. Not put each other down. God, help us tonight. Lead, guide, direct each other, God. As God would have us to. Thank you, Lord. God, we pray for singers. We pray for ministers. We pray, God, that you lift up that one is down tonight. That one is sick and afflicted tonight. Oh, Jesus, we pray, God, that you lift your ministers up across this nation tonight, God. Oh, God, that you lead, God, direct them, God. Give them what we need. Tonight. In the name of Jesus, God bless us tonight. But God, as we go sing your song of Zion tonight and be a blessing to people and to get a blessing, God. God, we need that anointing tonight. More than ever tonight, God. Jesus, we pray, God, that you let that Saturday rain fall tonight on this generation tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe you tonight. Let that matter rain fall in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we praise you tonight. We honor you tonight. We lift you up tonight. We give you praise for what you're doing tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we claim victory, victory, victory over every situation, through our children, through our grandchildren, and our children's children, Lord. We claim victory over every situation, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you're still King, and you're Lord of Lords tonight. God, we praise you tonight for every good thing that you're doing for us tonight. In the name of Jesus tonight. Father, we love you tonight. We praise you, Lord. Thank 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 you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Well, we lift you up tonight. We give you honor and praise tonight. Jesus, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise the mighty name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for victory tonight. Thank you for victory, Lord. Praise the mighty name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes. 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 She felt something the first time that she came, and she felt closer to the Lord than she has in a long time, but she has battles. And how many of us have been there?
Yes, amen.
Oh, yes.
When we're involved church members that love us, we feel that security and that sweetness of the Spirit, but then we get out into the real world, and sometimes those things kind of come out of us. And she asked me expressly, could we gather around tonight as a church and pray?
Glory.
And I encourage her with the shield of faith that God has given us to ward off those fiery darts that Satan comes against
us. Yes, Lord.
And she agrees, and she wants to be stronger in the Lord.
Yes.
But she also needs the protecting power of the Holy Ghost around her.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the church, in the body, sometimes we don't realize that some of our body is hurting. And we don't know what they're going through until they bring it to our knowledge. Mm-hmm. And we can help if we need to help financially. But I want to pray that the Lord will just
open up the door. Yes, God.
In the environment that she's in, she can't even get rest in her house.
Come on.
Savior, I Thank you.
give the Lord one more hand clap of praise? Hallelujah. You know, the apostle exclaimed how important every part of that body is. And if we don't realize that, just imagine a part of our body hurting or we're not being able to use that. And we need the entire church, the entire body functioning. And I believe that's what God wants, you know. And don't ever think that one member is more important than the other. They're all needful. Amen. And that's scripture to back that up. So we love each and every one of you. Just pray that God will use this whole body, this entire body, for His honor and for His glory. May God bless you. Have a wonderful and safe holiday. Amen. And just be mindful of the many prayers that, on behalf of others, amen, who stand in need of prayer. Let's continue to pray for those. And God bless you. Brother Jim, if you would come tonight and dismiss us with a word of prayer. Thank you again for coming. I know it was kind of difficult. A lot of people are on vacation out of town, but thank y'all for coming tonight. Amen. I really feel the presence of God in this service. Amen.